The Park City School District began to evaluate changing start times about 2 years ago. A committee was formed to study the issue and make a recommendation to the board. The unanimous consensus by the board at that time was to implement the changes, and the most recent motion made in June was to roll it out for the 2018-19 school year. In last week's school board meeting, the PCEA Teachers Association declared their opposition to making the change without further input from the faculty and staff. They cited the $1.6 million expense and the logistical concerns of later start times on families and students. Co-President Ben Kahn stated the start time surveys did not show majority support of changing start times across the district. Start time committee member Lauren Strand gave input stating overwhelming support for a later start time for the high school and junior high. She also submitted a plan to implement a two-bell schedule that would cost no additional funding. Business administrator Todd Hauber says he has not evaluated that proposal, and he isn't sure how to address the difference of opinion on the survey results.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I don't know if there is a way to reconcile that issue. There have been, I think, two separate surveys that were put out by the Start Times Committee over the past while. I can't remember how many years it's been, but over at least the last two. And each survey that has gone out has always had its critics saying that it was either biased one way or it didn't include all the options, or that it didn't get to the right people, and so you don't have good survey results. I don't know that I have a good answer to confront all of the criticisms of the survey. I think the survey itself set at least a baseline to say that going to a later start time can be supported. It's just really less clear as to how exactly we pull that off.
Also on the agenda is a presentation by Park City High School Athletic Director Jamie Sheets. After decades of club lacrosse play in the state, the Utah High School Activities Association announced they're ready to sanction the game for both girls and boys beginning in 2019. It's the 11th sport sanctioned by the UHSAA. The sport has thousands of youth participating with over 40 club teams across the state. Advocates have worked for more than a decade to make lacrosse a high school sanctioned sport, claiming it will advance the opportunities for more kids to experience the game and be part of a team. A further 2019 budget discussion is planned for this meeting with maintenance and operations and capital budget presentations. The last item on the agenda will be board member training provided by the school district legal counsel Joan Andrews. She'll talk about open meetings and government records requests, known as GRAMA. This topic will be discussed in open session. The school board meets on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. at the Kearns District offices. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.